information for the skate committee is 13. I had a 12. Thank you. Is behind tab number 13. And since our last meeting, we have gone out and held scoping hearings. They were held in Gloucester, Narragansett, and Buzzards Bay. We had a deadline for written comments on the scoping the 30th of May. The PDT met on the 30th of May. The AP and the PDT met on the 31st. And then on the, I believe it was on the 1st of June, the multi-species skate committee met and worked on and developed a framework of alternatives to be approved today so that they can be moved forward and analyzed and taken out to public hearings. Document number one is the primary document for today. And again, our objective is to approve a framework of management alternatives. Before I put up a motion on behalf of the committee, I'm going to turn it over to Andy, and Andy's going to have a brief presentation on the alternatives.
All right, thank you. We had a very productive set of scoping hearings and PDT advisory panel and committee meeting. Everybody worked very hard to come up with a set of discrete alternatives, and I think we made very good progress. The purpose of Amendment 3 is to rebuild winter and thorny skates from an overfished condition and prevent other species, namely smooth and little skate, from becoming overfished or becoming subject to overfishing. Our timeline is today to approve a framework of alternatives, defining measures to be combined into a program to achieve the amendment objective. If the council approves this framework, the PDT will analyze the effects over a reasonable range of specifications, and we will develop a draft amendment with input from advisors. Other administrative measures may be necessary to make things work as intended, and they will be included and described in the document. That document will come back to the Oversight Committee and the Council in early September, where the plan is to identify preferred alternatives and have the Council approve the document for public hearing, probably conducted in October and November. That will allow the committee to revise the final alternative and the PDT to prepare final analyses for final approval in February 2008, meeting our one-year deadline that the service gave us for attending to an overfished condition of winter skate. Scoping hearings were held during the third week of May, followed by the meetings as described by Rip. We first identified some measures that were not deemed suitable to the amendment, mainly due to time restrictions. Those include revision of overfishing definitions, limited access, combining FMPs, and sector allocation. Alternatives included in the proposed alternatives include a numeric quota for the skate complex with either a hard TAC with a deduction in the next year's allocations for overages, or a soft TAC with triggers to change the specifications in season to prevent catch from exceeding the TAC. Often there are a pair of alternatives presented in the decision document, one for each type of approach to catch limits and accountability measures. Four alternatives, the first four in the decision document, and This is on page 3 of document 1. The first four were developed by the PDT and Oversight Committee. Two alternatives were added. The last two, 5 and 6, were added by the Oversight Committee. Plus, area-based measures were added to all alternatives. In your material, there are scoping comments. They were all available to the committee except for a late letter from the Ocean Conservancy. Most people spoke in favor of rebuilding Winter Skate and preventing overfishing. Predictably, the bait fishermen were concerned with the incidental skate catch and bycatch, which might cause a reduced TAC for the directed skate fishery. Other fishermen were concerned with restrictions on skate fishing preventing access to other species. The most notable problems are that the species ID and landings and discards are difficult and sometimes inaccurate, and discard mortality is unknown. The PDT also estimated whether it was possible to rebuild winter skate within 10 years, and given the population dynamics over the time series, it determined that it did, and it would require almost an 8% increase in annual increase in biomass to achieve the target. It would require a 38% reduction in catch relative to 2005 if we assume a 25% discard mortality rate, and a 27% reduction if we assume a 50% discard mortality rate. The PDT also estimated what it would take to rebuild Thorny Skate to the target, and it appears that it'll take about 25 years to do that with any reasonable rate of recovery. It'd take a 4% increase per year, but 10 years plus one mean generation time for Thorny Skate is 25 years. We determined that the existing FMP doesn't need a change, that once that information is acceptable, scientifically valid and acceptable, that the rebuilding period for Thorny Skate would have started at the time that the FMP was put in place and Thorny Skate was originally overfished, and that was in 2003. So you have 6 alternatives. They include things like reduced possession limits. One includes a possession limit specifically for winter skate that had some notable problems that the PDT mentioned. Minimum size restriction during peak egg laying cycles. Larger minimum mesh for fisheries targeting skates. Both a hard and a target TAC mechanism, both with accountability measures. The soft TAC would have triggers to change specifications during the year to make sure landings didn't exceed the actual catch limit, and the hard TAC would apply overages to a future year. They also include replacing the existing baseline review process with a monitoring process similar to other plans. The baseline system in the skate FMP has become increasingly irrelevant as the original baseline measures have changed such that they mean different things in terms of skate fishing. Two types of area management strategies are included, number 9 and 10 on page 4. One is to use some type of closed area management to modify the fishing behavior of fisheries that target skates. the other being some type of gear-restricted area to reduce mortality from bycatch and incidental landings. One other measure that I didn't mention was the requirement to land skates in hole form. That was formally rejected by a committee due to several concerns that are noted in the meeting summary. I think that's all I have, and take any questions. Thank you.
Seeing no hands, I will, on behalf of the skate committee, I will move that the council recommend alternatives 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 as outlined in Table 2 of the Draft Amendment 3 decision document for evaluation and inclusion in Amendment 3 to the skate FMP. No, we don't need a second on that, but one through six. I probably should have done that rather than read them all. Any comments from the council? David.
Yeah, Rep, if you'd help me understand Table 2 a little bit better. Specifically, how does the motion made by the committee differ from the measures recommended by the advisors?
It includes all of them.
So all of the measures that are in this motion from the committee have been supported by the advisors?
No, the way you asked it is how does it... Four of them were... recommended by the advisors and modified by the oversight committee. That was 1 through 4. 5 and 6 were developed by the oversight committee.
I'm still confused. So 1, 2, 3, and 4 are measures that the advisors support. 5 and 6 they did not support?
The advisors did not see them. Those were developed subsequent to the APPDT meeting by the committee itself after they discussed and added actually several measures to be considered under this.
Okay, the reason why thank you for that clarification. The reason why I was confused is when you look at the table, you see in the left-hand side column source measures recommended by advisors. You go across in the row, and there are a couple of descriptions of the columns that then follow, and there's no way to determine from this particular table, I don't think, which ones were specifically recommended by the advisors. I guess you have to go to a different document for that. Anyways, thank you for that clarification.
Other council questions? Dave?
Yeah, in reading these over, the one thing that seems to be strikingly absent is the fact that nobody has anything in here that explains how we're going to identify when it skates. I mean, it sounds like a kind of silly point, but one of the biggest problems we have here is that people can't tell the difference between a little winter skate and a little skate. And none of these address the skate identification issue. And until we solve that, I almost don't think there's even any sense in going forward because we just... We're going to put out a program here that says do this, that, and everything else, and then everybody's going to go, yeah, what do I do it with? I mean, the biologists here will all tell you that even for biologists, it's difficult to tell these species apart. And it's not a simple issue. And I'm very concerned that we're charging ahead here, creating a plan to rebuild something, and we don't even have a way of being sure that the species, what it is we're dealing with. Unless we all start taking a trained skate expert in place of our crewman and put them on the back deck and say, is this a little skate? Is this a winter skate? So I'm going to raise this as a concern early and often that maybe we should be pouring some of our resources into a better way to identify winter skates.
Andy?
Yeah, that's certainly true, and it's identified as an issue in the document. It's not something that we can legislate people to identify the difference between little and winter skates, juveniles. But it's responded to in two ways in this. One way is to set catch limits for the skate complex, not individual species. And the other way is to identify it as a research need and provide research funding through a set-aside program to develop better ways of identification.
Anyone else? Go to the audience, Rich.
Rich Kanash to Whalen City Auction. My question is, my concern is the same as what Mr. Gothel was talking about. How, if you're going to do a set aside to do research on these skates of what is what and who is who, and it can't be identified now by a fisherman as David and Rodney and who else is on this council. What are you going to do? What kind of research can tell you the difference? I can't tell the difference between the skates when they're coming through on a chute. I can't do it. Are you going to have a research program where you're going to tag all the skates and stick your finger you know where and put a tag on it and let it swim around with this tag? That's the only way I can see it happening. It is a big concern. And like David said, you know, we're putting the horse before the cart. We've got to identify what we're managing here before we can manage it.
Anyone else? Okay, Paul Howard.
Mr. Chairman, I assume that each alternative, as we've discussed at previous council meetings, that the skate, whiting, and groundfish amendments will include ACLs and AMs. We discussed that before. So I assume that those alternatives, 1 to 6, will have ALs, annual catch limits, and accountability measures. And two, since yesterday we remanded, they would have to. It should be in here. If it isn't, we've agreed at one point that we can't do two amendments. So the council might want to think about adding ACLs and AMs to this like we discussed, if it isn't clear to the skate committee. I'll end it there.
We're on the council. Pat.
Along that same line, given the action that the committee and the council have taken on sectors, the council may want to think about using this amendment as a way to implementing the sector provisions for the skate fishery.
Anyone else on the council? Dr. Pierce.
I should know the answer to this, but I don't. Obviously, we're moving forward with some major changes to the groundfish plan, and skates are caught with groundfish. The question is, does the current plan have a mechanism to allow the regional administrator to adjust the skate regulations based on regulatory changes that we would have in other species, other plants such as groundfish? In other words, there's bound to be, a cut in skate catch and landings as a consequence of what will eventually develop for the next amendment to groundfish. There's bound to be a savings there, to be calculated, of course. Is there a means by which we can account for that anticipated reduction in mortality to allow us to not move forward with additional skate measures?
Sort of a two-part question, I guess. The first part being, will actions in, say, the scallop plan and the groundfish plan reduce mortality on skates?
if, for example, whenever we make changes in groundfish or scallops or herring or whatever, we have to determine the extent to which those changes will impact skates.
Right, the baseline right. review. Yep.
The baseline review. So if indeed that is the case, then I would assume the baseline review for the next amendment on groundfish would enable us to determine to what extent there'll be an impact on skates, and that might very well result in less mortality on skates. If, for example, there are fewer days at sea, or whatever else that we may develop. So I'm just trying to anticipate whether or not what we're going through now with skates might be for naught if we determine from the baseline review with our changes on groundfish rules that we've accomplished our purposes for skate.
Well, I think it's too early to say that, whether it would or wouldn't.
Okay, it's too early to say that, but we will be in a position, I assume, to make that evaluation before the skate amendment is adopted. Is that a safe assumption? Therefore, we will get away from the problems that are so severe, that is, identification of skates. By the way, that's why I'll stop there. So can someone answer that question up?
Andy?
Every plan has an obligation to evaluate the cumulative effects of the proposed measures on other species as well as its own species. So what's being proposed is not a replace or moving away from that obligation, but rather moving away from a baseline review process that has become less relevant because the baselines are no longer as relevant. For example, we've changed the meaning of what a day it's multi-species day at sea is. We've broken it up, leased it out, turned it over, and flipped it upside down. So we're proposing instead replacing that with a annual monitoring process, which would review recent measures rather than review them for every plan as they are now. But nonetheless, the multi-species plan, for example, would evaluate the effect on closely related species such as skates. And monkfish, for that matter.
Okay. Well, it's the first I've heard that the baseline review is no longer relevant. I've always been under the assumption that indeed it is still the case. I must have missed the document that describes that position that this council has taken, unless that's the position that is now being developed through this amendment regarding skates. And frankly, I still think the more sensible way to go with skates is to continue to use the approach we have right now and to determine the extent to which we are cutting mortality on skates through changes in our other plans, which inevitably become more restrictive, certainly with groundfish. I cannot get over the hurdle of the inability of the industry and others to make a distinction between, as indicated to my left, you know, the difference between a little big skate and a little skate. It cannot be done without great effort, and even then, it's awful tough. The skate plan was developed with that understanding that we might not get to the point where we can make those distinguishing, where we can make where we can differentiate between the two species. And now suddenly we're potentially going in a direction where we're making the assumption that we can make the distinction, but we can't. So these measures, the motion in particular, with the alternatives that have been proposed, still, to me, pose a puzzle. Well, to me and certainly to the industry. And frankly, I'm surprised that the advisors supported 1, 2, 3, and 4 because of this identification problem. It's noted that there's an identification problem, but I'm still surprised that they supported that. Now, if I'm misunderstanding the advisor's position, please let me know. But, yeah, reduce the possession limit on winter skate, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see how that's going to work with these species identification problems.
Jim Odlin.
I'd like to offer an amendment to this motion.
to include the ability to form a skate sector, and that the rules would mirror that of the groundfish plan, right? The groundfish plan at the time the skate sector comes forward. That's the motion. A skate sector comes forward. And my rationale is that if we change the baseline of sectors in groundfish, whatever that baseline will be and the rules will be, we would want skates, since it's such an intermingled plan, to be the same. So if 2 years from now we have changed those rules in the groundfish, they will apply to a skate sector that comes forward.
Seconded by Jim Salisbury. Rip Cunningham.
Thank you. I wanted to make a comment and then ask if we could make a friendly addition to that motion to amend. The identification issue has been discussed substantially by the committee, as well as what the groundfish amendment and changes are, what impacts those might have. But from the identification issue, it still doesn't absolve us from the requirement that by February we have to submit a plan by law to the service. And I'm not sure, you know, how we get around that. In any case, I would like to see if we can make a friendly, change and include in the amendment ACLs and AM provisions that we're going to have to get in there.
The maker and the seconder agree. Yep. Okay. Friendly amendment. Discussion on the amendment. Andy.
Can I ask how ACLs and AMs differ from measures 5 and 6 in Table 2?
They may not.
Well, I think measures 5 and 6 in Table 2 were proposed by the PDT and advisors as ways of meeting the ACL and AM requirements.
Good, then, if that's the case, we'll identify them as ACLs and AMs when we submit the documents. Anyone else? Sally.
Yeah, two questions. First, I'm wondering how the sector provisions in this motion would consider the guidance that the council received from the sector committee. That's a question to the maker.
Jim Odlin. There's been a question on your amendment. Was your intent to tie the allocation period in skates to that of groundfish, or the template to mirror the allocation period?
To someone bringing forward a skate sector. And my rationale is we want it to mirror it. We don't know what the end rules of the groundfish are going to be, so whatever time somebody brings one forward, whatever those rules are at that time would be the ones that this would have to fall under. I don't know if that's possible.
I'm just thinking out loud how that...
Well, right now you would mirror the rules that are in Amendment 13 until we change them. No?
Go ahead, Paul.
I think the only thing that we did is we passed a policy yesterday. So any sectors that come forward should comport to that policy that we passed, must have a percentage of you know, everything. And what you're saying now is, besides that policy that we just passed, you'd like that sector to match up as closely as possible as the sector skate committee does it, to match up with groundfish, because it's like a multi-species. It's caught by the multi-species. But the policy is the key. We established the policy, so now every species committee should make sure that the sectors that come forward meet our policy.
Yeah, my assumption is the policy overrides everything, and I just want to tie these two particular fisheries together. That's all. Thank you.
Just a little further clarification on that. So assuming that through this amendment things are taken further than what the existing rules are under groundfish, then we'd let that move forward in the skate plan, even though we haven't moved things forward in the groundfish plan, despite the fact that we've identified things like needing a common baseline, requesting an allocation of all species that are caught, those kinds of things. We're not going to just wait until groundfish gets updated to do something better in the skate plan. Is that correct?
That would be the way I would see us having to implement this particular motion, but my assumption is you probably won't see a skate sector come forward until we've implemented the policy. But I don't know. But if one did, it would go under today's existing rules until the groundfish plan's sector rules changed, and then these would change. So. Anyone else? No? Okay.
All those in favor of the motion to amend, please raise your hand. Opposed? 14. One. Motion carries 14-1. Back on the main motion as amended. David Pierce.
As always, we rely very heavily on plan development team advice. That's the general rule. I note in the plan development team draft meeting summary of May 30, 2007, that the plan development team found that annual catch limits cannot be managed by species due to the large amount of unidentified and misidentified species in the landings. Therefore, with that plan development team conclusion, which seems pretty significant, how can we go forward with this motion that has as part of it RTACs and other strategies that relate to species identification? Plan development team has given us some rather significant guidance that I just can't set aside.
Complex. Catch limit for the complex.
Catch limits for the complex.
That's
but
one
how
alternative.
Do we? But we're not talking about complex measures. We're talking about specific measures by species, correct? That seems to be the intent of the motion, reduce possession limits for winter skate, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see anything in this list of alternatives that relates to hard TACs for complex. Again, that's. I appreciate the committee's work on this, but I've got a lot of history with the development of the skate management plan that I just can't forget. And, of course, the plan development team keeps echoing those concerns that have been so longstanding.
I'm looking at number five, Dave. It says hard tax, possibly by season, quarter, regional, or triggers, and accountability measures for the wing and bait fisheries. It doesn't reference a specific species.
All right, and I can see that. That is a possible option that wasn't made clear during the presentation.
I'm not saying we
still,
like it.
But still, the other measures, okay, are species-specific, and that bullet that I just read still provides me with enough justification to be very hesitant to support the motion by the committee.
Dave Gaethel.
Yeah, I think Actually, Dr. Pierce is going where he went where I was going to go, and that is that I think maybe this alternative five does it to identify a daily possession limit or whatever for skates. Period. Stop trying to identify them and just say whatever the lowest common denominator is in the skate complex. Figure out what the daily trip limit can be to keep from overfishing. Set that number and then just let people bring in what skates they catch up to that number. That would seem to be the simplest way. It would be enforceable. It would get away from identification, which I don't think is enforceable. And if that alternative five does that, that would be the way I'd encourage people to go.
This is to go out to public for public comment, right? Okay. Anyone else? Dave Preble.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Dr. Pierce, and I agree with Dave Gaethel on this. And the other thing is that I don't believe that we have a real handle on how niche-specific these species are, on what kind of population interactions there are among the species. In addition, it's a data-poor fishery, and we don't we have the identification problem. I agree completely with Dr. Pierce said that we should be looking at a basket tack for the whole thing and manage it as a complex.
Any further comment before I call the question? Phil?
Thank you, Mr. His main motion. Okay, I thought I was messing up again. I got to go back to where Dr. Pierce was earlier and Andy's comments that, you know, one, the plant, the FMP itself has to adjust the baseline to the other to that extent. And that really totally confused me. I mean, I realize you got to look at them one direction to the other, you know, what one has an effect on the other. And the way Andy said it is what, maybe I just misinterpreted it, but this, you're looking at it as the skate plan has an effect on the multi-species plan or the monkfish plan or that. I mean, it's, my point being is monkfish has had a high bycatch of skates in that fishery. I think from the document I've seen, it was a fairly significant bycatch. That's been reduced pretty dramatically this year. The multi-species plan got reduced. You know, the biggest part of that was yellowtails, as I said before. That got reduced. We're going to go into some kind of reductions in 09. And what I'm lost at is what mechanism is there going to be when the adjustments that come out going forward are taken into consideration in the skate plan? Because what disturbed me was Andy says that you have to look at this FMP as it has an effect on that, but it's the other side of that coin that's got me bothered, and maybe somebody can explain that.
It's more of a procedure thing. And before the new law, we would have this baseline review to look at the impacts of the other species and see how we were doing. The new law says every species should have an annual catch limit and accountability measures so you don't go over it. So we're going to be setting annual catch limits, and we'll take into account all the mortality from bycatch and everything else, but it's now not so, you know, it's a higher standard now with the new act. So we will be looking at it and setting annual catch limits, but no longer is a really baseline review needed because we're going to be setting annual catch limits with accountability measures.
That's the part of where I get a little gray. I mean, it might just be me, but if you're taking reductions in three or four other fisheries, how does that, we're looking at trying to get here. I mean, to me, it's almost like a positive and a negative, and I can see how you got to subtract any negatives, but I'm not seeing where you add the positives.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to call the question. All those in favor, please raise your hand. 15 opposed. One opposed. Motion carries 15-1. Rep.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all we have under multi-species skates. Thank you, Andy.
Okay. I believe the next item up. Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be real quick, hopefully, but and we've kind of lost the observer program, but we still got Nancy.